brothers and sisters in Christ, our Holy Father has, as you are probably well aware, moved this feast or the just a celebration of St. Mary Magdalene from a regular day of obligation to a feast day. So today we saw, prayed the creed together, and it's right that we should raise this feast day in our minds and our hearts to a higher level and to a higher degree, because St. Mary Magdalene, as we know, was the first witness of the most important event in the history of the human race, that of the resurrection of Jesus. She was the first one to see him. And so we see her longing for Jesus, and it teaches us so much and gives us so much to imitate when we see Mary Magdalene longing to see the one who her heart loves. Jesus said, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." Where is that longing in our hearts? Where is that desire in our lives to really know Jesus, to be with him, to see him in our own experiences, in our own lives, to come to see him face to face in heaven? It's all there for us in the person of Mary Magdalene, longing for her Lord, persevering. The Song of Songs reading that you heard really expresses this well, that at night I sought him whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I didn't find him. And as well as the psalm, "My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God." We see these this is really an expression of the heart of Mary Magdalene, wanting to see Jesus. Where is he at? And not giving up until she sees him. You can see how when she sees him, she just wants to hold on to him. She doesn't want to let go. And Jesus says, "Let me go for a while here. I haven't ascended to the Father." So let's think about that now as we have this opportunity at this Mass to encounter Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. He comes to us. He says, "Seek me, ask for me, knock, and the door will be open to you." Let's have this burning desire, this perseverance in our hearts to find Jesus.